Welcome to episode 29 of Autograph Weekly. First name good, last name Will.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
I'm Rachel Moore, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly.
Welcome, Autograph Addicts. I'm Zane Savage.
I'm Stacia Schaefer.
I'm Jeremy Daniels.
And I'm Dave Stotler.
And you're listening to Autograph Weekly, feeding your brain with knowledge and news every week until gas is cheaper than a cup of coffee. Guys, there's a keyword hidden in today's show. Listen for that word, put it in your brain hole, and save it for the end of the show. We'll tell you what to do with it. You'll win a prize. That's the hint. Let's move on to the news first. I've got a news story coming from the UK, London to be exact. And Gillian Anderson is actually going to be signing autographs at the London Comic Con, which I did not know they actually had. Kind of blew me away. But I guess there's nerds everywhere, right? Says, when it was announced that the Great Expectations and Bleak House actress Gillian Anderson would be appearing at next month's London Film and Comic Con, fans freaked. Anderson is not renowned for being so fond of signing X-Files memorabilia, which I know many of us have learned through listening to her TTM, and sci-fi fans eagerly snapped up tickets when it became clear that the Emmy winner would be happy to put her name on DVD box sets and collectibles from the cult 90s drama. So if you guys live in the UK, definitely go check out the Comic-Con in London, because it's rare to get her to actually sign anything X-Files these days. I actually am planning on sending to her, and I don't know what to do. I'm thinking maybe sending an index card and then trying to get a Duchovny index card and doing a matte piece to get some kind of X-Files piece. Just because, like I said, she doesn't sign X-Files stuff. So this will be a rare opportunity for you guys to get your X-Files stuff signed. It is going to cost £45, which is probably around $75 in American dollars. So it's going to be pricey. And I think it actually to actually get a picture with her and a Q&A session, it's £110. So that's like $200, almost $200 in American dollars. So that's pretty pricey. But yeah, for a chance to meet her, that'd be pretty cool for $80.
I know Dave likes going to those conventions. We'll just send him up there.
Yes, there you go. Please.
Plane ticket.
Donations. Donations. I have PayPal.
Go ahead, Stacey.
All right. My new story is about a card product release, and this is coming off the season finale, which drew a massive 4 million viewers, which is incredibly huge for a cable show. And this is HBO's Game of Thrones. Rittenhouse has decided to put together a Game of Thrones trading card set. And the big news with this is that this set's going to have a checklist of 51 different people that are going to have autographed cards in this set.
Mother of Dragons.
What's that?
Mother of Dragons.
Yep.
Yes.
And this is going to have two different versions of autographs in the set, and they say that the majority, but not all, of the people in the set have signed both versions of cards, but I think they say, I don't think they give an exact number of how many didn't sign both versions, but it's going to have, as I said, it's got a huge list of 51 different people that got signed product in this set, and we will have a link to this article on the website so you guys can check out who exactly is in this set, and it's actually got pictures of all the cards and the variations as well. So.
Oh, I was surprised you said George R.R. Martin's not going to be in this set. The man
I did not see him when I was looking through this, but they only list there's only pictures of about half of the people, so he may be in the set. So.
How could they leave out R squared? Just not right. that's gonna be definitely a cool set, and I'll be looking for Mothers of Dragons to add to my collection. That'd be pretty cool. All right, Dave.
All right, my news story involves Kim Kardashian. She was in the Sin City, Vegas, And her and Kanye West were doing, I guess, some kind of publicity appearance. And they were signing, or she was signing autographs for over an hour on a wide array of items at the Hard Rock Hotel pool party. She was signing, and it says paper, pictures, plastic cups, and $100 bills, which was kind
of
weird.
The waste of a $100 bill.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I always wondered where they get the memorabilia to hang on the wall at Hard Rock Cafe. If they actually contract people to sign stuff for them, like guitars. And I know they have like a lot of used guitars and picks and drum sets and stuff on the wall, and drumsticks.
You get a lot of outfits, too, up there.
Yeah, and outfits. I always wondered how they got a hold of those, just through auctions or if they actually contacted the celebrities. Or
I'm sure it was donated to them from the celebrity. You know, I'm sure Hard Rock went to the individual and said, hey, would you mind donating some of your clothing that you wore in a concert or something that we could display?
I don't know. You know, you'd be surprised on what, I mean, celebrities get paid to do pretty much everything. Like, I don't know. It'd be interesting. Maybe we could get on the show the person that collects that stuff for Hard Rock. That'd be a pretty cool interview to have. Or even have them on the entire show talk about autographs. But, yeah, it's kind of a weird side of memorabilia collecting, just for the Hard Rock Cafe. I mean, because they got some amazing pieces. I know I've been to a couple of them, and I barely ate because I was just walking around staring at the walls the entire time. But cool story. All right, Jeremy, wrap up the news.
Good food there, too. Don't forget
that. Yeah, decent food.
All right, I got an article here, which you've probably seen on the news. It was all over. President Obama writes excuse note for Tyler Sullivan, boy who missed school to attend speech at Honeywell. And this is about fifth grader Tyler Sullivan, who basically missed class. He went with his father to a speech Obama was holding at a Honeywell plant near Minneapolis on June 1st. And he had basically a front row spot. And after the speech, President Obama was going around, you know, talking to people, shaking people's hands. And he came up to Tyler. And basically, Tyler basically said he missed school to attend the speech. So President Obama wrote him a excuse on a president letterhead. And Obama asked what his teacher's name was, which was Mr. Ackerman. So he wrote, Mr. Ackerman, please excuse Tyler. He was with me, and signed it and gave it to him, which is really cool to get that signed, you know, something signed by the president. And
extremely pretty jealous, yeah.
Yeah,
I offer that kid $200 right now for that autograph. Take it or leave it, kid.
It's pretty cool, man. Yeah, it's,
that's a story.
On a letterhead, too. President letterhead. President
nice. Letterhead. Nice. On memo paper or something. I think that's what they call it.
Doesn't he have to give it to the teacher, though? So now she's going to have the autograph.
Now, there was a discussion, actually, about that on Star Tiger. It's like, who does this belong to? Because it's supposed to be given to the teacher. But it was written to the student, or it was written to the teacher, but it was given to the student. So who actually should keep the autograph? I think the teacher, I mean, I doubt the teacher would say, yeah, that's mine. But I think most people will side with the kid since he is a kid.
I guess he could say the dog ate his excuse. And
there you go, yeah.
He's really lucky neither of us are his teacher.
Yeah, for real. Hey, whose name's on that, bucko? Hand it over. That's mine.
You're suspended if you don't bring that note in.
Exactly. Photocopies don't count. All right. Cool. And that news story was everywhere. That was all over the news.
Yeah, it was on national news, CNN, yeah. E-Fox, you name it.
Cool. Let's move on to a web deal of the week.
All right. This week's web deal of the week is coming from Tim and Eric, well known for their Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job.
Wait, I want to jump in here. I'm a Tim and Eric addict, by the way, guys. I don't know if you knew this, but Tom Goes to the Mayor was one of the greatest TV shows of all time, in my opinion. Just awkward humor. They've had this deal running for probably 5 or 6 years, because I got one 5 or 6 years ago, and their autographs have actually changed since then. But they're an awesome duo. If you haven't checked them out, go check them out. They had a TV show called Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job. And then they had a movie come out called Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie. I would urge you to check out the TV show before the movie. The movie wasn't spectacular. It was funny, but yeah, that's my rant. I had to tell everybody how big of a fan I am of Tim and Eric. Go on.
All right. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. And you can find this web deal at their website, which is www.timanderic.com. And what you can find on there is a signed website printout. You can pick that up for $8. So a real solid, cheap deal from a pretty awesome comedy duo.
And the printout, it's literally, they say, this is how they describe it. It's a website analog version, which basically means they print out each page of the website, staple it together, and then have Tim and Eric sign it. But they're just quirky dudes, so that's what they do. And that's one of those weird items they sell. They have a lot of cool t-shirts on there too, if you guys check it out. But $8 for a signed basically piece of paper is a pretty good deal. So yeah, go check that out. Let's move on to the Mojo mailbox. And I had a pretty damn good week this week. Got some Write a Star successes. That is the new name. The Savage List is no more. It's morphed into a fully functional address website. So guys, if you're a member of the Savage List, go to writeastar.com. You should have had your password and stuff sent to you via email. And if you weren't a member of the Savage List, go sign up for Write a Star. People can add addresses now. You can add pictures. You can subscribe to actual celebrities and have them sent straight to your email whenever somebody updates, gets a return from that celebrity. And there's just a million different features that I've added that I think really make it a vital tool for a TTMer. So writeastar.com. So if we say Write a Star, that's what we mean from here on out. It's basically the Savage List. Greta Van Susteren got her back via Write a Star address. She did move. She wrote a note, said, "Hey, I moved. You're lucky this got to me." So it is getting forwarded to her new address. So I'm not sure how long that address will stay working. So write to her while you can. Also got in Hank Williams Jr., Bocephus. He actually signed one of my book plates, Bocephus. Signed three things for me. Country legend. I actually said in my video on YouTube, I was like, got another legend in today. And somebody responded with, "Hank Williams Jr. is not a legend." I said, "I live in Southern Illinois. Down here, he's a god." You know, it's kind of hick country. So really cool to get him in. James Garner, freaking movie legend. He's signing again. Guys, he stopped signing for several years, and he is now signing again. His signature is very shaky, but take advantage of that while you can. Not take advantage of it, but write to him. If you've been wanting to write to him and haven't, just because he hasn't been signing, this is an opening to get one of the greatest actors in the past 50, 60 years. Bill Belichick got him in again, one of the greatest coaches of all, again, not again because it's the first time I got him, but one of the greatest coaches of all time. Got him to sign a book plate for a book that was written about him for my signed Greatest Coaches of All Time book PC, which is awesome. And the biggest and best one, again, this is coming from a Write a Star address. This is Matthew Fox. You may know him from the TV show Lost. A couple years ago, he was one of the biggest TV stars on TV. So that was a huge success. He signed two photos for me, and one was a Milk Mustache photo for my Milk Mustache PC. A very weird PC, but a very cool PC. So that's my Mojo mailbox. What'd you get in, Stacy?
All right, I had a very awesome, solid week again. Haven't updated you guys on this in a few weeks, so my countdown to 1,000 is down to 289, so kind of hoping maybe by the end of July I might have that cracked down and out of the way. So
2,000.
What's that?
Countdown to 2,000.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but maybe.
We'll just stop sending TTMs.
That won't happen until August 31st.
Apparently.
I'm going on TTM vacation.
Apparently.
All right. To my top five. The first one is actually a trade I did with LB Laker, Rodney, on YouTube. Got a Marvin McNutt signed card out of, I'm not sure what it came out of, what product, but I'm from Iowa. He is our single season touchdown reception all-time record holder now, and I tried every year he was in college to get him to sign something and never got anything back. So I was finally glad to get something from him. The next one is Ethan Suppley. Got him after like a 357-day wait, so I was real happy with that. He played Randy on My Name is Earl, was Louis Lastic on Remember the Titans, was in Mallrats and a couple other of the Kevin Smith movies.
You know, I actually got him several months ago, and one of the photos was like a lithograph, and it was him with a really long head, and he signed it a long head Suppley. He didn't write Ethan Suppley, he wrote long head Suppley, and then there's a photo of him where he was kind of pouting, and he put Grumpy Suppley. That's how he signed it. He didn't actually write his full name. So it's kind of an interesting guy.
All righty. The next one is coming from Rooster Teeth Productions, and this is an address that's on Write a Star Now. They signed 3 4x6s for me, and if you guys aren't sure who they are, their big thing they're famous for is Red versus Blue. And they do a bunch of other stuff. Got a bunch of stuff on YouTube.
They also have an amazing podcast called, called Rooster Teeth Podcast now. It used to be Drunk Tank, but they're hilarious. Downright hilarious.
And the next one, got Wes Craven in this week, finally.
Jealous.
This was another one that was after about 3 or 4 different attempts throughout the years, and finally got one real quick return on this one. That was only like 14 days. So he signed 2 movie posters for me. So he's real happy with that. And the last one is Jim Lauterbach. And you guys are going to ask, who the hell is Jim Lauterbach? He is the CEO and president of Revision 3. And the reason this is my top one for the week is I actually sent an 8x10 photo to him with the Revision 3 logo on it. And had him wrote in the note if you could have whoever was in the office when he was there sign it as well. And it came back with 5 other autographs on it, and one of them was Patrick Norton, who was another one that has been huge on my want list. I mean, I've probably 8 to 9 years been trying to get an autograph from him. He just doesn't. I've sent to home addresses, I've sent to Revision 3, I've sent to other places, and he's a real private guy, so he doesn't sign hardly at all. So I was real happy that Jim got that on that 8x10 for me. So
cool. Dave?
All right, I had a pretty solid week. My top 5, number 5, I got Ariana Grande. She's a younger actress, like 18, 19. She's on the show Victorious. My son was very jealous when I got that. She sent me a bonus 8x10, and I think they're called Silly Band. That's the first time I ever got one of those.
Yeah. Those were a fad like 2 years ago. I don't know why, but they were everywhere. Like literally every single retail outlet, like Kmart and Walmart and Target, they all sold Silly Bands.
Like, yeah, you see like a kid wearing like 1,000 of them.
1,000 of them, yeah.
What the hell's a Silly Band?
It's those bands, they're basically stretchy, really thin bands that come in different shapes. So if you take it off your wrist, it basically forms a shape of something, whatever kind of Silly Band it is.
It was a music note, the one music. She sent me.
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty silly.
Yeah, it is very silly. Yeah, it's up there with Beanie Babies, but
yeah.
Go on.
All right, my number 4 was Elena Lyons. She's been in a bunch of stuff. I sent to her, she was in a movie called Club Dread. She's been on NCIS and a couple other TV shows, too. Number 3, Bridget B. She's an adult film star, one of my favorites. She signed like 5 photos and kissed my index card like 4 times. Kind of crazy, but number 2, Katie Segal from Married with Children and Sons of Anarchy. I wasn't expecting to get this one back because I realized she sells signed 8x10s and stuff on her website for pretty cheap. But she signed 2 photos. And then my top number 1, I finally got Emma Stone. I've seen a couple other people get her back. And I actually sent to a different address. It was untested on Star Tiger, and it worked. So finally can cross her off my top 25 list.
Cool. You know, I just thought of a drinking game for our show. Every time that blood says the name of a woman, take a shot. You'll be drunk by the end of every one of our shows. All right, Jeremy.
All right. It was a good week in the TTM department. So it was real tough to pick five, but I think I got it here. John Voight, got him in. The next one is on Write a Star list, Stell Harris. She was George Costanza's mother in Seinfeld. Next, also another Write a Star success, Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas. And Steve Garvey, former LA Dodger and San Diego Padre. And lastly, the one I was kind of real happy to get is a playbill for my project playbill coming from Sister Act, which was signed by Raven Simone, which she used to be in The Cosby Show and hanging with Mr. Cooper.
And that's so Raven.
That is so Raven. Yes, that is so Raven.
Yes.
Cheetah Girls.
Cool. Good returns, guys. Let's move on to Project Geek Week, where we both had a success this week. We both got Toby Radloff. This is a Write a Star success, so if you want Toby Radloff's address, writeastar.com. But Toby was the basis of the character in American Splendor, the comic that was widely well known and got turned into a movie. Toby's the quirky character, the quirky nerd. He calls himself the genuine nerd. And it's a really cool autograph to add to our collections. Very happy to get it in because, like I said, it's always nice to get really, really, truly nerdy people. You don't come around those too often. You get a lot of people who kind of fake nerdism, but you rarely get those real nerds. So it's really nice to get Toby. Anything to add to that, Stacey? Or...
That says it about all. I was just happy to get one. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So who's winning that? Who's got the most Geek Weeks?
Yeah, I'm whipping his ass.
I think he's ahead by maybe 10. I think he ahead by 10 points, maybe. 8 to 10 points, I think.
That's right. I'm the man. Although I still need Hodgman. You've got Hodgman and I don't. I don't know why Hodgman won't sign my stuff.
I still need Waz.
That's true. And Stan Lee and a bunch of other ones that I have that you don't have. Project BoobTube. Nothing. Nada. Didn't get anything in. Neither did Stacy. So, I think this brings us to our...
Slackers.
I hate this part, but it's the fantasy update. Jeremy?
This is the best part of the show here.
Give us the bad news.
Talking about. I agree, too.
All right. Well, the ass-whooping still continues, I guess, if that's how you want to put it. But, we'll start with the Uncancelled Bastards. They have a total of 728 points. And the Malde Mafia has a commanding 954 points. And, yeah.
You know.
Are falling outside.
And just so Zay knows, those are quality points.
Yeah, I made a jab at Stacey. Well, that's because I had a very high quality day and you did not have a very high quality day. You had a very high quantity day. I wasn't saying all around. I was just saying for that day, I beat your ass on quality. That's all I'm saying. I think it's time for lineup changes, and we actually have one this week. I think we're going to put top shelf TTM back in the mix.
Yes.
And I think we're going to have to pull out Boston Sports Fan this week. So.
That just because the Celtics lost, that's why you're benching him?
he hasn't been bringing in... The TTMs he used to. I'm sure that'll change soon. Whatever it does, we'll put him back in. But
yeah, I know he's got a lot out there, so I'm sure
he'll
have.
He's got a lot of pending.
Hopefully, it's this week. Hopefully, he gets them all back this week.
Yeah, that would suck. anyways, that's our change. You guys got any changes?
Yeah, Stacey, do you want me to take it or do you want it?
Right, go ahead. I think we're just going to
sit, Stacey.
Hey, you're sleeping over there, so I'll take the reins here. All right, we are making a change as well. We are. Putting Little Mr. Hardcore back in the lineup this week, and on the bench is the Autograph Network, Michael.
Okie dokie. Yep. And that was a funny jab. You just made it, Stacey. I'll explain that a little bit. Whenever we're on, we get on here and talk all night long sometimes, and whenever we talk all night long in the, like, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it's always the first one to fall asleep every time is Stacey Schaefer.
And he does snore.
He does. But he won't talk for like 30 minutes. And we're like, Stacey, Stacey, Stacey. And after like, I don't know, 30 seconds of going, Stacey, Stacey, he'd be like, huh?
I'd be like, are you there, Stacey? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Were you here? I'm not here. So that's what that jab was at. But
this is my stand-in.
All right, let's move on to TTM of the week. Last show, we had Tennessee Valley TTM getting a James Earl Jones, Candace Bergen, Eric McCormick, John Larroquette, Angela Lansbury, Michael McKeon, cast signed playbill. Wow, that's an awesome piece.
Jealous.
But he did go up against LV Lakers' Stephen King TTM. And it's hard to beat the King. Hard to beat Stephen King. And sure enough, LV Lakers' Stephen King TTM came out on top 70% to 30%. So this show, we actually have a showdown between 52732 TTM guy. He got in James Worthy TTM. He's going up against Top Shelf TTMs, who got in Mike Schmidt TTM. And if you notice, if you watch Top Shelf TTM's video, the Mike Schmidt signatures he got in are pretty unique. I think they're real. But they're very shorthand signatures. I think somebody commented on his video, that's how Mike Schmidt signs when he's not getting paid, which is kind of funny. But there's actually a really shorthand signature that's basically initials on a Goody Greats card or something that's very small. So I urge you guys to go check that out, because it is interesting how celebrities vary the signatures when they're in a hurry or if they're not getting paid. Kind of interesting to see how people sign differently. Mike Schmidt was known for using a secretary about a year ago. I do not think the Top Shelf stuff is secretarial. I think it's legit. So go check that out. And Stacey, what's up with Graph of the Week?
All right. For Graph of the Week, last show, and this could have been maybe our closest Graph of the Week battle ever.
Yeah, it was very close. Two votes, I think, are off.
All right. The nominees were a Charlie Sheen PSA DNA signed baseball from Robert Dorfman going against a Mickey Mantle signed book that he picked up at Goodwill for $1.25. And as you can guess, the Mantle Charlie won. Sheen did not win.
Not even close.
The Mickey Mantle won 99% to 1%.
99% to 1%. That's a smackdown I've ever seen one.
I wonder who the asses that actually voted for Charlie Sheen.
I felt bad for him, man. Come on.
So, yes, our one and only blood was the one that voted for Charlie Sheen. So
I like Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that is a cool little success, Charlie Sheen, though, the side baseball.
Yeah, I mean, Mickey Mantle.
On an average week, that would have won.
Yeah.
But, like, how often do you hear somebody going into a book Goodwill and finding a freaking Mickey Mantle quality autograph for $1.25? Yeah, that never happens. I mean, that's huge. So, yeah, congratulations to Jeff Will, man. That's an awesome find.
His middle name should be Good.
Bazing! That's awesome.
All right, moving on to this show's nominees. The first one is coming from Purple GT. Picked up a Alyssa Milano signed baseball for $39. Real cool piece. And this is going up against Russell Lee, who picked up a Far East Movement signed magazine. We aren't 100% sure if this was an in-person or if this is something he picked up. We'll find that out, and we'll post that somewhere so you guys know.
And, yeah. And also, guys, please get in your entries for Graph and TTM of the Week. It's easiest to post them on Facebook. That's the best way for us to see them. You can send them via email at autographweekly@gmail.com. But you want to get those entries in. If you get something in, awesome, because it's important. You get nominated for Graph of the Month and then Graph of the Year. If you win Graph of the Year, you're going to be one happy person. That's all I got to say. So please get those entries in every single week when you get something you think is worthy. That can be in person. That can be a purchase. That can be something you pulled out of a pack of cards. That can be a TTM. Any way you get an autograph, if you think you got a good deal on it, please tell us about it. So there's that.
All right. On that note, the keyword is G6. The keyword is G6.
Like a G6. All right. Graph of the Month. We had that poll up last week. Who won, Stacey?
All right. The winner in the, if you guys want to recap of what was nominated, there was an Arnold Palmer signed glove from LV Laker 2. TTM Central had a dual signed Nirvana piece. Charles Charlie Lavelle had a Wayne Gretzky Stanley Cup pickup, and the Chicago Fan 4 had a Bill Clinton signed book from he picked up at Goodwill for $250, and the winner was the Bill Clinton book. So that is the graph of the month for May. It was a pretty close voting between that and the Gretzky. Actually, it was 40% to 38%. So
yeah, very close. And the Chicago sports fan or the Chicago fan is actually Jeff Will. So Jeff actually won two polls this week. Which congratulations, Jeff. He's just awesome at goodwilling, man. I mean, he got the Clinton and the Mantle.
His middle name needs to be good.
Hey, congrats to all of them though, because those are all
Nice spaces.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right, let's hear a word from our sponsor. This episode of Autograph Weekly is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the place to make a website. We all pretty much have websites here, and we all use Squarespace because it's the easiest way to create a website and keep it updated. And best of all, it's cheap. $20 for unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth, that's a month. And you can get that knocked down to $18 a month if you use the promo code AUTOGRAPH. Also, they give you 2 weeks for free to try it out with all the features. Guys, check it out, squarespace.com. Again, use the promo code AUTOGRAPH to get $2 knocked off that to $18 a month. I guarantee you will be happy. All right, let's move on to the feedback forum. Stacy, shoot me some questions.
All right, the first one this week is coming from Eric Larson. He's asking, have you ever written to a celebrity that you dislike
for
a project?
I'll take this one. Because I write to a lot of politicians on both sides. So obviously I disagree and dislike many of them. I dislike them and what they stand for, but I respect what they do. I respect the place they hold in our society and the historical significance of having their autograph. So that's why I write to them. For projects, I don't think I've ever written to anybody in a project, unless it was a politician that was in a project, that I really disliked. I don't dislike many people because, like I said, I respect mostly everybody for what they do. Reality stars are hard to respect sometimes, but everybody else who is a quote-unquote celebrity does their own thing and obviously is good at it if they're a celebrity, so you have to respect that, and I don't really have many things to dislike. So politicians are the main thing, and like I said, that's more for the historical value than the actual, oh, I got to have their autograph because I'm a big fan. But that's my answer. Anybody else got anything? Just going to be silent on me here.
I thought Stacy was sleeping again.
How many assholes have you guys written to? Come on, spit it out.
If I don't like someone, I'm not going to write to them. I mean, if it's for a project, which I haven't come across that yet, where I'm writing to someone I don't like, I've written to someone I don't know for a project, but, you know, I do my research on them before I write off to them. But I don't think I've ever encountered – I know I've disliked a celebrity after I've got TTMs back, but not sending out. So
how about this? If you dislike somebody and you're writing to them, just send a bunch of items. It's like 20 items. It's like, hey, we sign all these. And put direct instructions for each item to be signed a certain way.
And short them on postage.
And short them on postage. Exactly. That's what you do if you dislike somebody.
On each one signed in a different color marker.
Yeah. Can you find 20 different colors of marker?
Yeah, for me, I mean, not to go right off of what Zane said, politicians would definitely be it for me. But I'll say, like, mine is, like, sports. Like, I have... Not that I dislike them, but, like, obviously I'm a Cowboys fan, so writing to an Eagle player is like, oh, God. Like, I just want to get them because I might, like, you know, appreciate them or realize that they're a good player or, you know, old school Hall of Famer or something like that. But every time I write to a Philadelphia Eagle, it's just, it's like I don't want to do it, but I want them in my collection. I just hate the team so much that I kind of have to dislike their players.
Right, you dislike them, but you respect them.
So yeah, exactly.
Kind of the same thing. Stacy, can you be silent?
No, I can't.
You asleep over there?
Yeah.
we need a bell, so when it's his turn to talk, we'll just ring the bell.
Need to put it on his neck, so when he drifts off, it rings. I'm kidding.
Can't think of anybody in particular that I've written off that I've disliked. Usually there's a purpose for me to writing somebody, and, I mean, for the most part, it's going to be somebody that there's a respect for, there's a genuine interest in what they do or what they've done.
Weatherman.
Some people probably think I just write to anybody and everybody, but that's not the case.
No, I know. I know. I know we've all got people in that we shouldn't. We're not brushed up on as much as we should be, but we all give each other hell over that. So, I mean, if you legitimately, I made a Hitler reference earlier when we were talking before the show, and if somebody came up to me and offered me a Hitler autograph because they didn't want it, because they thought it was bad karma, or they didn't like Hitler. Obviously, nobody likes Hitler. So I would say yes, just because the major historical value of that autograph. And I don't believe in karma. If you own something like that, bad things are going to happen to you. That's BS. I would just want it for the historical, you know, significance.
We should test that theory out.
Yeah, give me a Hitler autograph. Well, we should test it out. Bring it. But yeah, I think that's the unanimous thoughts on that issue here. So let's move on to the next question.
All right, this one's coming from Kevin Wallace. He is asking, have you ever gotten an autograph from someone that was virtually unknown, whose career took off, and now they're a superstar and hard to get?
Not really. I mean, we talked about this last episode, I think, about people passing away, and that's, I mean, they're hard to get after they're passed away. So I guess on that front, Fred Rogers, he died about 6 months after I wrote to him. But other than that, I can't think of anybody that, because I don't collect rookies. That's the problem. I collect people who have already made names for themselves, because I think when you start getting into collecting rookies and rookie autographs, even if you're a card collector, it basically becomes gambling. And, you know, you're betting on this person becoming a huge star. And I'm not much into gambling when it comes to autographs. I want
isn't it the same thing, though, if you're writing to someone that's old and, you know.
I mean, I more write to them when they're old just to get their autograph in my collection before they die so I don't have to spend the money. It's kind of reverse gambling. But in a way, I mean, I guess you compare it to gambling. Because if you waited and they died, then you'd have to pay a lot more money on eBay. So you're actually saving money if you write to them before they pass away. But if you're actually buying stuff from these young people, young up-and-coming stars in any sport, you're betting that they're going to do well. And
if you're writing to them because you're a fan, so...
Right. But I mean, especially in like sports cards, like what denotes being a fan? You know, if they're on the right team, I mean, I just feel like there's a lot of, and it's fine. I don't have a problem with it. It's just not my style. Like, I don't have a problem with people that do this, but they look at the stats like, oh, this guy's going to be huge. I got to get a lot of his cards. I want to become a fan of him. I don't think that's truly being a fan when you're betting on somebody becoming a success. If you watch all their games and stuff and like really get into their career, and I don't know, it sounds creepy me saying that. Like, yes, I watched all of his games.
I guess I'm stumped. Is it really gambling if you're just want it in your collection? You're not going to sell it, so it's not really.
Well, if you're not going to sell it, then. I guess it wouldn't be gambling. But with sports cards, there's so much buying and selling. I guess that's more where I'm coming from. With autographs, I don't think there's as much of that, but I think there's still a certain aspect of that to the hobby. You know, it's just not as prevalent. So how about you guys? You ever written to somebody and they blew up after you got them?
I think my answer with mine's going to be mostly all sports stuff when I was doing a lot of sports stuff. Most of these guys were known. I mean, they're not – I mean, they weren't the superstars they are now, but most of these guys were known or were predicted to be pretty huge. I mean, I've gotten Bryce Harper when he was – before he got drafted, right after he left high school. I got Blake Griffin right after he got drafted in the NBA, his rookie season. I got Strasburg in the minors. Harrison Barnes when he was in college here in Iowa. He's – pretty big star with North Carolina. It'll probably be pretty high lottery pick this year. I got Buster Posey in the minors, so most mine is sports related. Most of those guys, like I said, most of those guys were predicted to be pretty big, but I kind of got lucky when I was pretty heavy into sending sports stuff and was trying to hit those guys up at the right time. I got pretty lucky with most of them.
How about you, Blood?
I kind of got like all three sides. For sports cards, I tend to only collect Cowboys. So like when the rookies, you know, as soon as the draft is, you know, over with, I write my list of who we drafted and try to get cards and autographs from just them, no other players, just my team, because I collect my team. It's for like autographs and celebrity, you know, movie stars and stuff like that. I tend to like, I write off, I don't have any that I can think of, but like I'll take, you know, a recent blockbuster like The Hunger Games and I'll write to everybody from that. And there's a lot of young actresses and actors in that this might be their first or second film. So like if I get them back, like I'm hoping that this, because that movie was so big, that will, you know, get them other roles in other movies and they could be, you know, the next Angelina Jolie or something down the road. And then for convention wise, it always just works out because, like, you know, I have a piece that I'm working on. So even if they're big or small first movie, never been in any other movie, I still want to get them because they were in that movie to put on that poster that I'm working on. So whether it's big or small, I'd still want to get their autograph.
Right. Cool. All right. Next question.
All right. These next couple are coming from Russell Lee, and I'm going to split these up here. The first one, he's asking, what do you guys each do for a living?
No comment. Well, I've done everything there is to do, pretty much. I've had jobs everywhere. My last job I got laid off at 3 or 4 months ago. And right now, to tell you the truth, what I do for a living is this. And that sounds really lame, but not just the podcast. I make money online through YouTube and other avenues. And that's how I support myself right now. So I'm just kind of getting by, doing what I love, which is kind of the American dream, I think, a little bit. And that sounds really corny, but I'm really enjoying myself right now. I'm not collecting unemployment or anything like that, just living off what I can make off of doing what I like. So that's my answer. Beat that, mother effers.
All right. In my case, I just finished my 5th year. I manage at a bowling center here in the town I live, so that's what I do. I've done, like I said, I just finished my 5th season. It's a pretty hectic, crazy season for about 9 months of the year. I work six nights a week, sometimes 7 nights a week. I do get a nice little break in the summer because we're not open that much, and we're only open like 3 nights a week during the summer, and I only work 2 of those, so I get my summer off, which, I mean, I make a little bit of money from there. Then I get to collect unemployment during the summer. So it's a nice break after. It's, like I said, it's not the funnest thing in the world for 9 months to have to work 6 and 7 nights a week every week. So that's what I do.
Jeremy.
All right. Me, I actually work for the government. I work for Homeland Security.
I'm an FBI agent. No.
That's the Department of Justice, sir. No, I work for Homeland Security, and I work in operations. That's about all I can say.
He likes to give that. Body searches.
No, I do not do that.
He sticks his fingers in orifices.
I work 40 hours a week, more sometimes, minimum 40, I guess you could say. So basically that's my real job that I do. I do have a second job, which is a contract job for the government, so which I can't get into that either. So it's kind of – can't really tell what I do, but I just work in operations.
All right, Davey boy.
I am a ambulance driver. So I drive an ambulance and take patients where they need to go, doctor's appointments, hospital, emergency runs, whatever thing pops up on our next L, that's it.
Goddamn hero. All right, next question.
All right, his next question. This is the second of the three that he asked. This one isn't the tough one. This one's an easy one. I think most of us have answered this before, but he's wanting us to tell him about or tell you guys about our first autograph that we got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay. First autograph, I think, was Ryan Klesko. I believe I got that when I was like 6 or 7. It was given to me. First TTM was Larry Jansen, who played for the Mets, I believe. And that was back in 2000. So those are my, I don't know which one he wanted, but.
All right, mine was, I said, I've talked about this before. This was in grade school, fifth or sixth grade, I can't remember. But it was either Jonathan Hayes or John Ault. They both played for the Kansas City Chiefs at that time. We were both former Iowa football players. So that is my answer.
Mine is Jim Kelly, quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Actually, my mom seen him at the mall and kind of heckled him for for an autograph, which I guess he really didn't want to sign, but my mom made him sign it anyways. And that was, I think, in 1988 or 1989. Nice. And I still got that to this day. So
damn, I want to take your mom with me when I go AIPs.
Well, let me tell you the story. It's kind of a quick story. He was at the mall picking up his girlfriend at the time, and he had a cap on. This is how my mom explains to me. He had a cap on, and he kind of put it low on his face so you can really recognize him. Well, my mom worked at the mall, and she was a retail manager, so she's a big Buffalo Bills fan because I lived up there. Well, anyway, she knew that was Jim Kelly, and she went up to him, and he just wouldn't sign it. But she goes, "It's for my sons. Come on." So I don't know what the heck she said to him, but he ended up signing it to me and my brother, so, which is pretty funny.
And she punched Jim Kelly in the stomach.
And maybe.
Dave?
Mine is, I was 14, 15, somewhere right around there. Christmas present, a Daryl Strawberry signed baseball. I was a big Daryl Strawberry fan, Dwight Gooden back in those days. And that's what I wanted. I got it was 95 or something like that, 1995. Got that and a top set for Christmas. Nice. So that was the first autograph that I got. My first TTM, I believe, was either Leah Remini or John Travolta back in 2000, 2001.
John Travolta, secretary.
Yeah, secretary.
Man, I am in shock that your first autograph wasn't a chick.
That's no. True. Well, it might have been Leo.
I did. I said Leah Remini, though. So.
Yeah. First TTM. All right, on to the hard question.
And his last question, your top five bucket list that you would pay over $1,000 an autograph to get?
I came up with four. I mean, there's not many. $1,000 is a lot of money for an autograph. Bela Lugosi, if it was on a pristine photo and certified, I might pay $1,000. Einstein, that'd be an awesome one to have. Napoleon would be another awesome one to have. And then my main man, Dick Feinman, Richard Feinman, I would definitely pay $1,000 to have his autograph. So that's my four. I couldn't come up with a fifth because I couldn't think of anybody I'd pay $1,000.
$1,000 a steal for the Feinman.
Yeah, for real. $1,000 would be a steal for a Feinman. So, yeah, that's
all right. My five would be Steve Jobs, Martin Luther King Jr., Jimi Hendrix, Marilyn Monroe, and James Dean.
You went with just cult icons. You didn't actually think about that. You went down the list. You Googled famous Americans and picked 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
No, I went with my first thought was people that died way before their time.
Right. The people that
almost every one of those died way before their time.
Okay. Jeremy.
All right, I got some sports in here, so Vince Lombardi, I would really love to get a Vince Lombardi autograph, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Babe Ruth, of course, who doesn't want a Babe Ruth? JFK, I would love to get a JFK autograph and add that to my presidential collection. Elvis is another one I would love to get. And lastly, and it may sound crazy, but I would like a Fidel Castro autograph.
Yeah, he actually played minor league baseball. Did you know that?
Did not.
Yeah, he played minor league baseball, and the guy who has over 5,000 signed baseballs actually has a Fidel Castro signed baseball, which is awesome. Very jealous. All right, Dave.
All right, my top five list. I think a couple of these are under 1,000, but I'm not really sure. I've never really looked at them. And there's only one chick on here, so you guys would be happy. My fifth would be Babe Ruth. Number four would be John F. Kennedy. Three would be Richard Pryor. Number two would be Marilyn Monroe. And my number one, obviously, is Roberto Clemente.
Nice. Yeah, I knew you were gonna put Clemente on there. You can actually get a Pryor for under 1,000.
That's him and JFK are the two that I figured would be under 1,000. I might be wrong.
JFK would be pretty close. But all right, next question.
All right, the next one coming from Ryan Patrick. He's asking, excluding form letters, what is the one thing you wish collectors would stop doing?
This is kind of a tough question. I'm going to go with what actually stole this from Dave. So, Dave, you can curse me out after I say this. But fakes, people selling fakes, knowingly selling fakes. I think that's a big problem with the hobby that's basically ruining the hobby. And you see it in sports cards also. If you're into sports cards, a lot of people are faking game-used jersey cards. It's just a huge problem that you really have to think twice before you buy something these days. And that's not good for the hobby at all. But where there's money to be made, there's scammers. So I don't think we'll ever get rid of it. But obviously that's the main thing that concerns me. You guys.
Yeah.
I took your one.
Do me last.
I think everybody else, that's probably what they had on their list. So, but you guys got anything to add to that?
Yes. Not on my part. That would be the one.
One other thing I could think of is, especially for like private addresses, especially on your list, Zane, is I guess not flood an address like right away.
Right.
Because once someone floods an address, they're just going to stop signing. Yeah. If you could just spread it out, you know, instead of sending the next day, spread it out over a week or something. I mean, I don't know.
That's the one downside of what I do on the private addresses, is it kills the addresses fast because, especially with me, I make public videos. I have over 2,500 subscribers on YouTube, so once I make that video saying, hey, Stephen King is signing, I mean, that address is going to get bombed with TTM requests. Now, I don't know if there's any way around that because, I mean, you're naturally going to want to get his autograph if you hear he's signing. I mean, I'm the same way. If I hear somebody's signing, I'm going to send to him. Realistically, I mean, if you actually sat back and thought about it, and I told some people this, that asked me if they should write to, like, Randy Johnson was a big one when I got him in. You need to think about this. Maybe it's smarter to wait, like, 2 months for that address to calm down and try again. Because if you write in the middle of the flood, you're most likely not going to get anything back or an RTS. But if you wait 2 months, that's going to calm down, and your letter's more likely to get through. So, then again, that they could shut the box down and refuse everything. I mean, that's obviously a possibility, but that is an option. But there's not much we can do about flooding with the way we do things. I don't think there's any way around it, just because we're so public and the way we do addresses is very public. You know, we have this podcast and we do our YouTube videos. We have a lot of followers, over 700, almost 800 people on Facebook see what I get in every day. So, I mean, it's hard to really control how many people see that. Plus, I post all my stuff on Star Tiger. So, you know, it's just one of those things that happens in the hobby, but I don't think there's anything we can do about it.
And, I got one.
What is it?
All right. I know all of us get this, and every single one of us and most of the people in the community are really helpful to other people. But like, if I haven't talked to you before, maybe you're new to the community, that's fine. Message me, ask me some questions and stuff. But like, you know, making a conversation, don't just say, hey, I really want Emma Stone to, what address, you know, give me the address. Like, talk to me a little bit more. Communicate. Tell me, you know, why, what got you into the hobby. And then maybe your second or third message, ask me for the address. Like, all of us are willing to give out a few until we start saying, like, you're really just kind of using us as access to a paid site.
Right.
I know all of us are real helpful, like, but, like, I've literally had people, like, the whole message is, what address did you use for so-and-so? And, like that kind of gets to me a little bit. This was a hard one because, like, I break, like, every TTM rule there is.
Yeah.
Like, I am the rebel in the community. Like, if I get somebody back, you know, from Writer Star or Savage List. Like, usually I don't send out what I really want because I'm like, oh, shoot, you know, David Duchovny. I just got lucky and had pictures of him already here. If not, I still want to send out, like, index cards or something. But then when I get them back, I'm like, shoot, well, now I really want photos signed up. These were kind of like a trial thing.
Right.
So I break every rule. So this was – whoever thought of this question, man, thanks a lot.
Hard not to be a hypocrite.
I have to defend every one of them, like, form letters.
This is the most Dave's talked in any of these podcasts.
I have to defend myself.
Well, he sleeps
through. Okay, I got another one. The form letter thing. If anyone out there thinks they don't use a form letter, Bloods180 is my name on YouTube. Send me two different letters that you sent to two different people, and I'll tell you why it's a form letter.
Yeah, we discussed that a little bit before. How everybody has in their mind what they put at the beginning of the letter and at the end of the letter. What you change is the meat. Guys, that's a form letter. Some people go to more extents than others. But still, I mean, in the general sense of things, everything's a form letter. It's just how personal you make it, basically. So, but we're not talking about form letters. Move on. Next question.
Okay, we'll move on so Spawn can quit defending himself. The next one is coming from Butch Phillips. He's saying he's new to TTM, mainly collects athletes. Can you give me two or three actors, politicians, innovators that are essential to my collection that I need to send out to? And I know Zane is dying to answer this question.
Well, I'm dying to give the stereotypical answer that you're going to get from pretty much any TTMer, which is write to who you like. Whenever somebody asks for, and he worded this well, you know, but usually people come out and just say, who's easy to get? Who's a guaranteed autograph? Well, what happens whenever we give that information out? We say, oh, so-and-so is a great sign. They'll sign every single time. When we say that in a public setting or even a forum, that address gets flooded by people who like, oh, that's okay, easy autograph. I'll do that. And when that person gets flooded, they may stop signing. And whenever they stop signing, people who actually wanted that person don't get that autograph anymore. So we steer clear of situations like that by not answering this question. But the way you worded it makes it interesting. I think Dave had a good idea to kind of answer this question a little bit. Was it you, Dave, or Jeremy?
Yeah, I would think, like, when you're thinking of people to send to, take some things into consideration. You know, if you have, you know, one TTM you can get out today, and you have two people you want to send it to, and you got a 19-year-old and a 90-year-old, you might want to send it to the 90-year-old. You got time to get the 18-year-old. You never know in this life what, you know, day to day, but I would want to try to get the older person. And then, like I always say, watch YouTubers' videos and see who they're getting in. And if we all kind of in our videos say, hey, you know, this is somebody who's really, really good signing, or, you know, they're pretty much in the community, there's at least 20 or 30 like solid TTMers that you can send to. And all you got to do is pretty much either one, look on Star Tiger, which all of us use, or watch anybody in the community's videos. And if they just got them in, guess what? They're signing.
Right. I think that's
especially if you're doing projects too and you have to write to someone, you're going to want to write to them for your project. So, like I said, Star Tiger's always good. Even Write a Star, there's a lot of addresses on there. You know, those are two good, excellent sources to see, you know, who's a good signer and the turnaround time of getting those back.
I think the YouTube suggestion, we've talked about this before. We say that every podcast. I bet we say it a million times. But we have talked about this before that, you know, YouTube videos. And just Facebook, there's several Facebook groups that are dedicated to TTMing. Just keep your eye on those and see who people are getting them back. You know, you'll see trends of people getting certain people back at different points. Like, you know, usually whenever a star doesn't sign, but every 8 months, you'll see a rush of the same star come in a bunch of different videos because they're catching up on mail. But if you see somebody that's continuously in multiple videos, kind of spaced out differently, you know that they're signing a lot because they're sending out different batches each time somebody sends to them. So you know they're probably a good signer. So you can kind of deduct that way. And that's a great tool because I mean, you can actually learn. I know some people, and we talked about this before too, but Jeremy didn't know who some of the people I wrote off to were. He did his research, liked them, because he did the research and wrote off to them to get their autograph. So you can learn about some celebrities while you're at it too. So it's just a great overall tool to use in TTMing.
Yeah, and I'll totally agree with all what you guys all said. I mean, the biggest thing, research, watch our videos, go to our websites. Just doing those three things, you're gonna find out who's signing, who's not signing. And in those categories that you mentioned, actors, politicians, innovators, you're gonna be pretty surprised how many pretty decent people actually sign. There's some pretty big names if you just do your research.
You could even just go down intellectuals, or innovators. A Nobel Peace Prize. Look it up on Wikipedia. Go down that list. Type it in Star Tiger or fanmail.biz. If you don't have Star Tiger or Ride a Star, you could request an address. So, I mean, there's many ways to go about this. I think we pretty much covered every base. So, next question.
All right, the next one is coming from Alex Joritz. He's asking, what is the best way to keep an old autograph that is in pencil from fading?
Get it signed in pen.
Trace it with Sharpie.
No, don't do that. Don't, he's kidding, guys. Do not do that.
Keep it out of light. Keep it.
I got an Elvis Presley signed autograph here in pencil. I guess I'll just take a Sharpie. No, don't do that. That'll ruin it, obviously. You know, I would say keep it out of light. That's kind of an obvious one.
Bring it out near one of the show. Don't put it, like, you know, on a wall or something like that.
Right. You don't want to store it away somewhere. Maybe make sure it's acid-free, whatever it's in. And pray to God it doesn't fade. You know, reminds me, actually, of those Sweet Spot autographs that came out in packs several years ago that... They looked awesome. Basically, they were chunks of baseballs put on trading cards, and they looked amazing. They were signed, and turns out I think it was the pen or the baseball they used. It might have been just cheap baseball. I don't even know if they were real leather, but the signatures did not hold, especially if they were in light all the time. So you'll see a ton of those Sweet Spot autograph cards just faded. You can't even see the autograph anymore. It's so faded. You could almost go get it re-signed by the guy, and it would look like it's brand new. But kind of reminds me of that. Just keep it out of the light, and acid. That's all I can think about.
I can't even. I mean, out of the thousands of autographs I got, I probably only. I don't know if I've even got five that are signed in pencil. I mean, I can think of a couple index cards that I've gotten back in the mail that were signed in pencil, but...
You have index cards, Stacey?
Hey, tell us about your index cards, Stacey.
You're just jealous.
I got a few index cards. Have you seen my videos?
Yeah.
My wall is index cards.
Who gets more index cards now?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably about the same. You've changed your... index card habit into a book plate habit, which I have no problem with, because if I said I had a problem with it, I'd be hypocritical. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Pencils.
Okay, basic moral of the story is don't get stuff signed in pencil. Next question.
Is coming from Rodney Gorham. He's asking, what do you guys store your playbills in?
I don't have any playbills.
I'll take the reins on this because I got more than anyone here. What I should have them stored in, which I don't, right now I just got them in my envelopes because I don't have anything to put them in, but what I'm going to get is they make binders specifically for playbills. Actually, you can go to playbill.com, they sell these, or Amazon sells them as well, which I'll probably go to Amazon because it's a little bit cheaper, but they do make the binders that actually fit the playbills, and they have the sleeves. I believe there should be acid-free sleeves anyways that you fit the playbills in. So, you know, it's a different size. I'm not sure what the size dimensions are, but they do make them specifically for those playbills, and that's what you're going to want to put them in. And they look nice in those binders because I've seen people's collections that have them, and they're pretty nice.
And, you know, I have a couple of them, and I just threw them in the 8.5x11 sleeves in my binders, which they've, you know, fared pretty well. but it would be nice to have ones that were shaped correctly. Also, this is a little side story. Bought a Playbill online a couple years ago. It might have been a year ago, year and a half ago. And it was actually from the personal collection of Bob Shepard. If you don't know who Bob Shepard is, he was the announcer for the Yankees for years and years. Legendary. He died several years ago. But they were selling his Playbill collection because he was an avid playgoer. And I bought one with James Earl Jones on the cover from the 60s. And, of course, I sent it to James Earl Jones to get signed, and it's signed now. So I have a signed Playbill from James Earl Jones that was owned by Bob Shepard. So it's a pretty cool piece. But
that is cool. That is cool.
I think
you can send that to me anytime you
No, I'm good. I like that one. Next question.
All right, the last question for this week is coming from Chris Vinoy. He is asking, why, in your opinion, do some celebrities send signed photos themselves but do not sign the photos we send or stamp or auto-pin them?
Well, I think it comes down to people being busy. You know, being a celebrity is no slouch job where you sit around and do nothing all day. They have a lot of stuff to do, and signing autographs is not a main priority, so... the route a lot of them go is pre-signed photos, or maybe just having a session where they have a stack of TTMs. They don't want to go through and read all the letters. They have a secretary do that. The secretary writes down who it's from or the name they need to sign it to. So they'll have a list that says Zane, Stacy, David, Jeremy, and then they'll write out. They'll just have that list there, and they'll sign to Jeremy. Bob Smith, and then to Zane, Bob Smith. Like, just go through the list and just sign a bunch of photos and let the secretary send them all out. And that's why they don't sign your stuff, just because it takes extra time to go through and read the letter, see how you want it signed and all that stuff. So I think pre-signed photos is the answer of it's what you're looking for. That's why people don't sign your stuff or send auto-pen stuff and maybe sent an authentic. I don't know if they auto-pin stuff and send an authentic photo of their own. I don't know, I've never seen that, but that would be the main reason if that did.
Yeah, and don't confuse the word pre-signed with pre-print either.
No, pre-signed, that's a good point. Pre-signed is basically when they sign a photo and have it ready, so it's actually authentic, and have it ready to ship out to somebody who sends fan mail in, so they don't actually read your letter. They just, you know, okay, you sent us a letter. Here's an autograph photo. Pre-print is where the autograph is part of the photo. It's not authentic, so. Yeah. You guys got anything to add?
No, you hit it on the head right there with everything you said.
That's right. I did, because I'm awesome.
You did.
All right. I think that wraps up our questions for today. If you guys have any questions, the easiest way to do it is post on our Facebook wall, but you can email us autographweekly@gmail.com. We'll answer your questions as best as possible on the show. So,
and I will add to that, people do not have to wait until we make a post on Facebook. You can ask us anytime during the week.
Right. And again, I want to stress Facebook's the best way to do that. I mean, if you don't have Facebook, you can do it through email, but sometimes the emails get lost. Just due to, I mean, me and Stacey both share the email, so sometimes they get deleted. Sometimes one of us doesn't see them. So,
I delete every question that makes Zane look like he's awesome. So,
well, that's every question, man. Well, that's why we don't get any questions via email anymore. You're deleting all of them because they all say I'm awesome. All right, let's move on to Just the Tip, and this is actually a segment I'm going to talk about, since I am the king of this item. We're going to talk about book plates. I get emails all the time asking, where do I get book plates? How can I do book plates? Here's the answer. Go to your Walmart, go to your Target, go to your Kmart. Go to the section where they have shipping materials. You'll see a big old pack of labels, okay? They have several different sizes. The size I use is 2x4, and buy those. Usually, I get 100 pack, but I think they have a 250 pack if you want. They're just plain white shipping labels, 2x4. Take them home. You're also going to want a paper cutter, a paper slicer. I think they have one at Walmart for around $10. That's why I paid for mine, and trust me, it's worth it. If you try to cut these things by hand, they're going to come out all womper jaw and jig-jagged, and you're not going to like it. It's a good $10 investment, especially for photos. If you order from Wing Flash and you want some corners cut off or something, it's great for photos also, the paper cutter is. But use that paper cutter to cut the labels. You'll see where the labels come in on each side and kind of comes to a point. Try to line up that point with the slicer line and just cut them up and send them out. And that's basically how I do book plates. Send a lot to authors. I usually send about 3 to authors to get signed, sometimes 4 depending on who the author is. And they're really good for projects, guys. If you're looking for a project to do, I can truly recommend doing a book project. And I know a lot of people don't like books because you can't display them, but I think all these guys can attest. I mean, book projects are a lot of fun. You write off to people you wouldn't normally have thought of before, and you'll do more research and like, oh, that guy's really cool. Well, I got to write to him for the project, so it's just really cool to find out who some new people to write to get signatures from. And the main thing is the really cool feeling you have flipping through that, you know, a book that has, I have my America project book almost has 80 signatures in it now. And they're American icons. I mean, it's a really simply spectacular piece that should belong in a museum. So it's something to really be proud of. And it takes a lot of work to get those autographs in that book and to find all those addresses. So I would really recommend anybody who's looking for a project to check out a book project. You guys got anything to add?
Yeah, I just want...
Everybody's got something to add.
I think Stacey's going to say the same thing I'm talking about. I'll let him talk about it. Go ahead.
I'll agree with the book projects. I mean, I'm doing 6 or 7 of them now, and it's, like Zane says, it's a nice, easy, fun way to find people to write to. It gives you – most of these books have an ultimate goal of trying to get the book completed, so that's always a fun aspect too. The other thing I'm going to add, see, I didn't even know you guys cut your book plates until this past week when I didn't even know you guys had to do that. See, the ones I get them at Target. They come in a package of 35. They're already cut into 2x4s already, and they're like $1.92 a package.
Really?
So I don't have to cut them or do anything like that. They're just all ready for me.
Well, yeah, if you can get those, go get those, but I don't have anything like that around me, so... If you're in my boat, you're just SOL. Have to buy the slicer. You're out $10. Sorry.
Yeah, Stacy took the words out of my mouth. So,
do you buy yours unsliced?
No, I go to Walmart and get mine. And actually, I got a deal on mine yesterday. I got the 250 pack. They had them on sale for $7, so I bought.
Really?
Yes.
Should have picked up like all of them.
Well, it was kind of weird because that was the only one that had the discount sticker on it for $7, so I picked that because it's regularly like $8.95 or something.
Right.
So I just got lucky. But anyways, I got the same cutter you got, Zane, because we got it at Walmart. I think that's the only one they sell there.
Yeah.
But it does work great. So
yeah, it's very easy, very small. So it's not – I mean, you can get a paper cutter that's ginormous and takes up a lot of space. It's going to cost you money. But this thing's small. You just put it away, hide it anywhere.
And it works clean well. Corners when you cut it, so it looks good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that covers just the tip. Let's move on to everybody's favorite part of the show, the part where we give away free crap. Last show, we gave away a Ryan Klesko signed baseball, and the winner is, give me a fake drum roll, somebody. All right, it's enough. Nick Catalano. I think I'm saying that right. Congratulations, Nick. You won a Ryan Klesko signed baseball. Please contact us ASAP with your address. And we'll get that out to you ASAP. This week, we are giving away a very cool item, especially if you're a baseball fan. This is a quad signed photo by Ron Kittle, Roy Sievers, Gary Peters, and Ron Hansen. It's an AL Rookie of the Year photo. So it's signed by all 4 guys. Ron Kittle, Roy Sievers, Gary Peters, and Ron Hansen. So if you want to win that, all you have to do is take the keyword that you heard earlier in the show and post that on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly. And if you don't have Facebook, you can send it to our email at autographweekly@gmail.com. So that's enough for the giveaways this week. Let's move on to the celebrity deaths. There were a couple. Pedro Borbón, I believe he pitched for the Reds, passed away this week. And also we lost a legend in the literature field, Ray Bradbury, passed away. I think Stacy actually got him TTM back in the day.
Yeah, so. Probably, I'm going to guess it was probably 4 or 5 years ago. He signed 2 index cards. I know you're going to like that. And he signed a, I can't remember, it was like a 5x7 photo that he folded and put in the envelope. He signed it on the back of the photo, but I'll have to dig that. I'll have to dig that out, and I'll post that somewhere too. But I posted the index cards I got back on our Facebook wall the day that he passed away. So.
And, you know, I didn't get to write to him while he was signing. He stopped signing about 1.5 years ago. So that's the time I started collecting again 2 years ago. I did not get him TTM, but I did buy a book that is signed by him and Robert Block and Janet Lee and a bunch of other people. It's one of my favorite pieces because he is such a legend, legendary author. So sad that he passed away, and he was a great TTM signer for many years. He just stopped recently, so... as a tribute, again, anybody that has autographs from Pedro Borbón or Ray Bradbury, it'd be awesome if you posted those pictures on our Facebook wall to kind of be a memorial to them. Also, guys, check out our Autograph Weekly website. That's where everything comes together. You know, you got your Fantasy League points, you get your news, you got polls for Graph of the Week. Everything's there for you guys. Check it out, autographweekly.com. That's the central place to be. Also, of course, writeastar.com. That's the old Savage list, which is now writeastar. Again, like I said earlier, guys, added the addition where you guys can actually add addresses to the list. You can also subscribe to certain people and see if they're updated. It'll get it automatically sent to your email. I can't think of all the features actually off the top of my head. I worked 2 weeks, about 9 hours a day, on building this website. I'm very proud of it. All the feedback's been positive. Two of the bigger successes this week, Greta Van Susteren, Matthew Fox, and that's just this week. There's a ton of awesome successes that have been had from the Savage List, which is now Right to Star. So go check that out, guys.
The site is awesome, too. It's really user-friendly, too.
I appreciate it. So that was what I was going for. You know, the Savage List was very raw and kind of had to search yourself to find what you wanted. This actually, Right to Star has a search now, so it makes it a lot easier to find who you're looking for. And that's what I was going for, usability. I wanted to make it easy for you guys. Also, identify your autographs on Facebook. That is a Facebook group or page that you can post autographs that you have that you don't know who they are, and me and the community will try to figure out who they are for you. Just kind of a side project I'm doing to kill some time and help collectors who don't know who they have in their collection. And
dramatic pause time.
Ring the bell.
Inside joke.
All right. For everything that I do, just go to StacyShaffer.com. I updated all my weekly stuff on there today, so there is a new 10th spot interview on there this week, and this week it's with Marvin Ford, so make sure to check that out. Got my new showcase piece up there on the website as well, so make sure you check that out. And the giveaway is updated. I announced the winner on the website, and I got the new item that I'm giving away this week, and that is a 4x6 Ethan Suppley autograph. So just go head over to the website, click on the giveaways link, and just follow the directions to get entered into that.
So Jeremy? You're saying you took my 10 spot questions down, Stacy?
No, they're still on there. I'm keeping everybody's on there. So.
Thought you were going to hurt my feelings there for a second.
Nobody cares about you, man.
Damn it. All right, anyways, if you want to check out the Autograph Weekly Fantasy Daily Points, I do update it daily. That's the autographboss.com. That is my website. I do post all my daily successes on my website, like I said, as well as the fantasy points. And it's all up to date, so please go check it out. And you can also follow me on YouTube if you haven't already. That's BossHog797. Follow me on Twitter at BossHog797 as well.
Dave.
All right, and for me, on YouTube, go to search bar, Bloodspawn80, come give me a sub, watch my videos, I'll watch it back, write me a comment, I'll respond to everybody. And also, I'll drop my website now. I got most of it up and running. I'm still going to tweak it some, but it is signedinblood.net. That's the website. I got my mail days. I got about 60% of my collection uploaded, movie reviews, all kinds of stuff, trying to get online with the whole website thing now. So
now, have you paid for your website yet? Started paying?
Yeah.
Did you use the promo code Autograph?
Yes, I did.
Attaboy. All right, guys. Also, check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/autographweekly, and of course our famous Facebook page at facebook.com/autographweekly. Almost to 800 likes on that Facebook page, so we'd like to get to 800 soon. And for the love of God, you sitting in that chair listening to this podcast right now, get your skinny butt up to iTunes, click on our podcast, Autograph Weekly, just do it in the search bar. It's really easy. And rate and comment. All right, guys, I'm Zane Savage.
I'm Stacia Schaefer, and I'm still awake.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.
Biatch.